you know, Zichron Trua and Yom Trua. So today I want to speak just a little bit more about the, not the two dinim, but the implications of the pasuk and the role that it plays of Yom Trua Yilachem. It's just fascinating, I think I mentioned this last year, that normally there's cohesion between Emor and Pinchas. And when there's not, Emor is the Parshas Emor. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we really very much focus on the pasuk in Pinchas, Yom Trua Yalach. And there's a big debate among the framers of the Nusach HaTfilah, for example. Again, the practice that we have is that we use the Nusach of Yom Zichron Trua or Zichron Trua. When Shabbos falls out, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, but during the week we speak about it as Yom Trua. Not everybody agreed. Some people had the nusach of Yom Trua even on Shabbos. There's also a big discussion about nighttime. You don't blow the shofar at nighttime, so maybe you should say Zichron Trua instead of Yom Trua. Now, what is the proper nusach HaTfila? Is it Zichron Trua, Yom Trua, or does it depend lemaisa on the implementation? Either Shabbos or even Maariv. But that argument, that discussion, in a way is symbolic of a struggle, for which bitui, which expression about Rosh Hashanah is the more accurate, the more ambitious one, I guess, the one that best embodies the day. And there are good reasons to think, that each one, makes an important contribution. Again, years past, and last year, I mentioned that the Ramban has this comment both in his drasha Rosh Hashanah and in his Perush Al HaTorah about Zichron Trua being such a strange usage and almost the most challenging phrase in the entire Parshas Amor. But Yom Trua Yelachem, which is the one I want to speak about now, is equally rare and suggestive of something different. We don't have Yom. We do have Chag HaMatzos. I guess that's the closest to it. And Yom HaKippurim, who of course we have, but the idea that a Yom, we have Chag HaMatzos, but the that's Chag. You might say, well, there's only one day of Rosh Hashanah in HaTorah. Afal Pichein, the expression Yom Trua gives a certain impression that the shofar defines the day, or that Trua defines the day. It's not just a mitzvah that we do on the day. It's not just the tone setter, like. At least Chag HaMatzos, you say, oh, the very beginning, Ba'erev Tov L'Matzos, at night, Dafka, is, that first Kazayas defines the entire Tekufa. Certainly my view, which is that, the first day is the real Yom Tov, and everything else is its aftermath, and maybe even in some respect the first Kazayas. But in Trua, we don't blow until the day, and yet it's Yom Trua. It's something that defines the totality of the day. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, interestingly enough, brings in the din of tricking the Satan as part of the Hagdara of Yom Trua Yelachem. Very fascinating thing. Here in Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Aleph, which is where this appears, right? The Torah says, "Bachodesh Hashvi, Bechad Hakodesh Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, Komlach Zavoda Lo Sasu, Yom Trua Yelachem." So the Yonasan ben Uziel translates, "Yarcha Shvi, Yarcha De Tishrei Chad, Yarcha Ma'ora Kadish." Helechon kol avidas pulchana. So far is this translation. Lo tavdun yom yevava yehelechon. And then he adds lima arvava satana the osel lemekatra galechon bekal with the kol yevav yabavuschon with the kolos of your shofar. The whole idea, of course, of tkios de meumad and tkios de meyushav la arve de sasatan. I'm not going to get to the arve sasatan part right now. But it's very, very intriguing, and obviously Yonasan ben Uziel thinks that it's something that is part of the Haggadah of this day. And the question is, again, why does this define the day, especially when it's later in the day? What is this really about? I should add there's another anomaly in this Pesukim in Pinchas, and that's with regard to the Olam. In the second Pasuk, Va'asisem Ol L'Reach L'Chorach L'Hashem, Harbim Bakar Echad, Ayel Echad, Kvasim B'nei Shana Shavat Tamimim. What's that in itself is not so striking, except when you contrast it or you juxtapose it with all the other parallels. Every other Ola that's brought is the Kravtem Ola L'Hashem Reach L'Chorach. Right, whether it's a Pesach Sukkos, Shavuos, Yom Kippur, here you have Vasisem and not Vikraftem. The Bali Tosas Allah, essentially the Psikta makes comment. Bali Tosas Allah Torah quoted also. The Tur quotes it. Rosh Hashanah Ksiv Vasisem. Lomar Yasu Tshuva Vanimala Aleichem Kilu Vikraftem Kol HaKarbanos. That's his take. This is a reference to like making yourself, remaking yourself. By means of tshuva, upsikta doresh ki ilunasa birya chadasha. That's the psikta. Then the Bali Tosas on the Torah say, "Oh, it's implied in the piyut." And then they say, "However, some of the piyut sounds like that's a din of Yom Kippur, not Rosh Hashanah." I'm talking about Das as Cain and Bali Tosas, which actually are in the back of this particular chumash. Again, I'll try to speak very, very quickly. We'll go through the whole thing. So what really is going on with this Vasisem and Yom Teruah, etc.? What is it really all about? Oh. So, just to highlight, again, the problem just a little bit more, the Yerushalmi, let me add this, we find kulas and chumras associated with Yom Teruah Yelachem. Yerushalmi, that the Ravid quotes, in context of Shofar HaGazel, the Shofar Gazel, right? The Rambam says that Yeriotze Tkiyas Shofar because Ein B'Kol Din Gazel. The Ravid says, you know, that's not the reason. The reason is, he quotes Yerushalmi, Yom Teruah Yelachem Mikol Makom. So that is a tremendous kula. You can have a Tkiyas Shofar even with the stolen term, meaning Yom Teruah Yelachem. So critical to define the day as Yom Teruah that even mitzvah aver. The other side of it, of course, is what Bali Tosas explained in Rosh Hashanah when they're explaining the din of Zeir Deraba, right? Shem Yavrin and Dalam is Peshus Harabim. So they have a comment where they kind of say, well, you know, given what Rosh Hashanah is, you know, they have all sorts of questions. Why do we have this Zeir here? We don't have it in Bris Milah. We don't have it in numerous other, you know, eventualities, only shofar, and then by extension, of course, they add it to Megillah. So why? So Bali Tosas, it's Rosh Hashanah. The idea that Rosh Hashanah would, you know, jeopardize, you know, Shabbos, is kind of like an internal, you know, contradiction to what the shofar is. So it's better not take the shofar in order that the shofar not be the means, you know, that that undermines, you know, the, you know, shmiras hamitzvos, the role of mitzvos, etc. In a way, that's the opposite of Yom Teruah Yelachem Mikol Makom, allowing for mitzvah baba veira, not a stira, but I just want to show that Yom Teruah Yelachem, or the idea, is one which, you know, can have opposite expressions, but maybe again for the same, we're more sensitive to doing it idealistically and properly, and at the same time, it's more chiyuni, more nachutz, you know, that we do it and that it get done. Not so much a focus on the maisa, right, but on being mitzuraf, it'd be a day which is mitzuraf to truah. There's an interesting discussion already in the Rishonim, the Ravan and the Rush and others. Then it spills over very interestingly into the Achronim. We're not going to go into details. The Shagas Aryeh has a very big sin in which he tries to discuss the question of whether or not shofar, shalol tzorech, on Yom Tov, on Rosh Hashanah, is permitted. Because if you already were fulfilling the mitzvah, you already fulfilled the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar, I spoke about this again some years ago, a whole topic. What about blowing shofar afterwards? In a way, la'arve v'sasatan, right, the tkiyos demyushav demu'umad, we're marba b'tkiyos. So is there counter pressure? Right, so that's still in the context of, you know, making sure that we do the right tkios. We'll get to that in a second too, the safek. But Let's say you were even way past that. You did 100, you did 200, whatever brisker chumras you could think of, you know. You know, you blow the straight ones and the moaning ones and the, you know, how many can you blow? We're past that. Is there an iser, after all, tkiyah shofar, as we discussed with Lern Shabbos, is prohibited on Shabbos and other yamim tovim? Right? So the question is, what about on Rosh Hashanah? So the Shagas Aryeh concludes, again, Rishonim debate this, and they say really interesting things about it. The Shagas Aryeh concludes that there's no problem. And he compares it to other cases where, you know, kivin dehutro, kivin ishtri, ishtri. The Avinezer, the Tshuva, takes the, on the Achronim level, takes on the Shagas Aryeh. He quotes, starts with the Shagas Aryeh, and he says, I don't think it's a good raya. And he explains why. He says, listen, if you have an initial takana which is not going to apply, you know, fully, so you might say, well, then there's no point, you know, in trying it at all. It doesn't apply at all. But if you have an iser malacha, drabanan, a shvus, so if you have a heter, you have a dechia, you have a matir, you have a matir. What does that have to do with? When you finish the matir, it goes back to being asur, presumably. This is the tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, Simen Tuf Mem Chetz. Ubi Ikar Tzvar, Shekotz of Shagas Aryeh, he says, the emes ena dimion ole klam. Achad tchila nami yeh shvua selishem muta letzorach mitzvah. L'shaych lomar ein gozer l'chatzoyim. He says, unless you hold, like the Ran and Shabbos, those of you who remember fondly, I hope, that it's a din in Uvda Dechol, so you can say, well, there's no Uvda Dechol of Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Because it's, But then he tries to justify, he tries to compare it fascinatingly to the Dalad Minim, the Minag of Anshe Yerushalayim, used to carry around Dalad Minim with them all day. He says, oh, obviously they did it because it was Ketas Mitzvah, even though it's really Muktzah otherwise. So we don't say just, you know, the Matir only applies to the urgency of the Mitzvah. Or what we're saying is that if it does, the there's a Kiyama Mitzvah that continues. Hu Adin, says the Avnei Nezer, maybe that's true with Shofar, because after all, the Arbe V'Sasatan, we do more tkios. And based on that, then he tries to compare it to drinking wine, so you'll be hungry enough for the matzah, you know, on Pesach, and so on. But I think that one could suggest that there's a din here of Yom Tru'a Yelach. And that is that the Torah's formulation of Shofar in this way, not just as a maisa mitzvah that you do, and therefore that may be a matir, and therefore is, you know, pressured and counter-pressured in that way, but either to explain the Avnei Nezer's idea that there's an added kiyum, comparing it to Achilas Matzah, or to Anshe Yerushalayim, where there's no clear evidence, but again, linking that fascinatingly to La'arbe B'Sasatan, maybe that's connected to the idea that we're dealing here with a status of Yom Tru'a Yelach, and you're making it a more intense Yom Tru'a, and that's, I think, what the Targum Yonos and Benazio was trying to say as well. And I think that partially that's because Trua, as we know, or let me just add two other points quickly. If this is the case, I think we can also appreciate that the vagueness of calling it Yom Trua and not focusing on, you know, the also not the Cheftah Shofar so much, but the Maisa Tkiyah, is something which goes into one of the main conundra, you know, of Tkiyah Shofar, the question of Shmia versus Tkiyah. So everybody knows there's a debate between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, you know, regarding the bracha, you know, whether or not you say Al Tkiyah Shofar or Lishmoa Kol Shofar. And typically people understand that this is the debate, whether there's a mitzvah of Shmia or of Tkiyah. And there are numerous nafkamina. The problem is that while that is true, you know, and certainly many people understand it that way, in navigating the totality of the evidence, there appears to be indications that there's an element of Shmia and an element of Tkiyah. So the Rabbis say in the name of Chaim that Rabbeinu Tam really thinks the mitzvah is Shmia too. He just thinks that the Maisa mitzvah is Tkiyah, the Kiyama mitzvah is Shmia, and the Bracha is dictated by the Maisa mitzvah, not the Kiyama mitzvah. Now, the argument to the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam is Machlokas and Hilchos Brachos, not in Hilchos Shofar. The reports that we have of Rabbeinu Tam do not indicate that, but it's a very interesting idea. So I always thought, and then somebody told me later, this I didn't hear directly from the Rav said this as well, that one could, however, say this, I think it's a stronger basis to say this, dafka, for the Rambam. as everybody knows, while the Rambam is clear in terms of the Nusach HaBracha and the Koteret in Sefer Mitzvos and formulating the mitzvah, in his comment about mitzvah b'avera, Ein B'kol Din Gezel, because it's a mitzvah Shmiya, the Rambam is very clear that the mitzvah is Shmiya, but there are problems in the Rambam. The known problems are the problem of Katan. How come a bar chiyuva can't be motziyu as long as you hear it, right, if there's no din of tkiya? That's not such a big problem. You could say a non-bar chiyuva cannot create a cheftza shel kol, which is nita l'shmiya. Same is true about somebody who's, you know, tokeya b'tocha bar. The bigger problem, of course, for the Rambam is the din that you need kavonas shomea u'mashmiya. In other words, if you have kavonas ha-mashmiya, if somebody's blowing shofar, but he doesn't have in mind to be motzi Ploni, you can't say there's no chepsa shel shofar because, or kol shofar, because it's a shofar for him, and it's a shofar for the people that he does have in mind. So obviously that's just the din. There's shmiya of a kol shofar, and yet according to the Rambam, you're not yotze. You have to have kavana shoveya uma shmiya. So obviously there's some sort of a din of being mitzuraf to the maisa kia as well. And I've always thought that that also explains the Rambam's view. Now, the Rambam seems to say that there are different views of the Gaonim about being matzik after the first set of tkiyos. Now, we're usually very machmir on that, but the Rambam's view was that the bal tkiya cannot be matzik. Everybody else could. We're more machmir. But I always thought, what do you mean the bal tkiya? The bal tkiya is a hechatemtzi for the Rambam, right? Because the mitzvah is shmiya, not tkiya. How can there be any yichus for the baltkiya? Moreover, the Rambam was of the opinion that l'chatchila, the tokeya of the first kolos should be the tokeya of the tkiyos during Shmoneh Esrei as well. Why? It's just a hechatimsa for people being shomea. So you could say, oh, it's a special din in, you know, a matkil the mitzvah, you know, omrim lo gemar. That's how some people explain it. But given the other discrepancies, I always thought, and then somebody told me they're upset this as well, that maybe the Rambam's view is that the kiyum is shmiya, but the cheftza shel shofar and the maisa mitzvah is still the tkiya. Again, in a tshuva, the Rambam seems to say that both of these components are important, whether he means that there's, you know, two elements, two equal elements in the mitzvah, or they're broken up in the way that we're talking, I think is more open to question. But how do you get all of this? I think from Yom Trua, Yelachem, Dafka, you get the ambiguity that you want and the ambiguity that you need. Let's take it a step further. Again, the Ritva is of the opinion that there is a mitzvah b'avera problem, even though he holds it's a mitzvah shmiya, because he thinks that the chepsa shel shofar and the maisa tkiya also matter. But let's take it a step further. As we know, the Gemara says we're not sure what a trua is. That's why there's so much replication. I always like to quote the position of Rav Haigon, who says we really do know. Right? It really wasn't a loss in the Sora. The debate is what's the best, or whether or not there isn't an advantage to projecting multiple meanings of trua. Even if it really is a safek, it's still remarkable how much we bend over backwards to be motzi atzmeinu min ha-safek, which I think is part of the urgency of Yom Teruah. And then, of course, the question of consistency in being motzi atzmeinu min ha-safek, you know, the minag, you know, that Balitosis, you know, and the Ramban and others are all grappling with, which is that during Zichronos, they used to say Tashrat, and during Malchios, Tashrat, and Zichronos, Tashat, and during Shofros, Tarat, which doesn't seem to accomplish the Miman of Shachs that you need, you know, to solve the Safek. The Ramban has a solution to that, others have other solutions. All of that is very, very mysterious. But I believe that the perspective of Yom Trua provides insight as to why we do all these things. So what is Yom Trua? The word Trua, as we know, is Yavava. It's Bechi. And Bechi can take different forms, as we know, like the Rambam explains. You know, Ginuchei Ganech Yilulei Yalil. sighing and sobbing with a half-sick or not a half-sick are all different experiences and reflect different states of mind and different aspirations of tshuva. More than that, trua has the ambiguity or the ambition of embodying opposite emotions at the same time. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tainis and in Sefer HaMitzvos explains that al tzara tzorer eschem and eis tzara, you're supposed to be meiria. That's the beginning of Hilchos Tainis. The Rambam says that to be darkei hatshuva. But in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam does a remarkable thing. We talked about it last year when we talked about Abel and Simcha. I mentioned it last year. The Rambam, when he talks about the chiyuv of the Ariosam, and it's basically rooted in the psukim in Bamidbar, counts in Sefer HaMitzvos trua of simcha on karbanos and trua in eis tzara of milchama as one mitzvah. In the case of Mishnah, in Hilchos Tainis, says, I don't understand that. They're opposite. How could you? They're different. They're opposites. How do you count them as one? But this, of course, is what really captures what's unique about Rosh Hashanah, both on a Zichron Trua level and especially on Yom Trua level. It's a day of Trua where the ambiguity is important. And we've spoken in past years about how, on the one hand, Rosh Hashanah is a day of Simcha. Right? We Paskin, there is a Suda, and there is a Heterochel Nefesh. I always love to quote the Medrash that the Rishonim quote about Mikam Cha Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz, about the confidence that Klal Yisrael expresses, on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Any other nation on a Yom HaDin would be wearing black and, ashes and, sacks and would be trembling and, growing their hair. But Klal Yisrael wears white, and is clean-shaven, or relatively clean-shaven, and has a sense of confidence, Mikam Cha Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz, that this is a day of Simcha. It's a day of Simcha, and it's also a day where there's no Hallel because of the Yira, and the Fachad that the Rambam speaks of. And again, another thing that I like to quote, the Rambam's language in Pirush Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah, that it's a day of Mivrach Umanose Love, but only after it's a day of Yira V'Fachad Mimenu. Both of these emotions, the sense of confidence in crisis, the sense of closeness and distance, are really what characterizes the beginning of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and especially Rosh Hashanah, both in terms of the range, I speak about this every year, and in terms of the wide agenda. And therefore, it's Yom Trua Yelachem, and the different kolos that you can make, and even adding kolos, constitutes maybe a kila mitzvah, and Shmia and Tkia, all of these things, it's the Simcha and the Tsar of Trua. It's the 10 motifs that Rav Sadrigon counts for Tkia Shofar. All of this is connected together. Because it's a day, we talked about it as a Rosh Chodesh, Yelachem, but it's also a day of Asisem Ola. On Yom Kippur, you are the Ola, but the process that really... you need to invest in as an individual, and the rebirth, as it were, talked about. Eini Osa Ish Osa Osa Namas as Darkei Atshuva, not completely negating the past, but nonetheless, bringing us back to that Maral's earlier point of creation, or that pure initial relationship with the Ribono Shalom, given what we've done, and capitalizing on those experiences in the interim. That's really what established Yom Trua Yelachem, as a perfect additional designation, of the day. And therefore, even when we don't blow shofar, some people say Yom Trua, and even though we're only blowing shofar later in the day, at night we already characterize it as a Yom Trua, and it's not just that it's a one-day chag, so we don't say Chag Trua, it's more than that. It's the idea that the principles, the contradictions, the ambivalence, but also especially the aspirations of everything that Trua stands for really defines the day. It's a Yom Trua. It's a transformative day. Just like Yom Kippur is a transformative day in a different way, in a much more clear-cut way, But Rosh Hashanah, with all of the wide range and ambivalence, has that kind of status as well. Therefore, whether it's the Targum Yonasan or the Asiyah, but especially the idea of Tkiyah and Shmiyah, the idea of Tzar and Simcha, it really is a Yom Tur Yalachem. And that's really the perfect way to start a process of Yeshua Hashem Timanso, Krov Yoso Karov. And that's really what the Rambam also captures. We spoke the other day about Uri Shen and Mishinaschem, where already in Perek Gimel, he anticipates what he's going to say in Perek Zayin, which is that, tshuva isn't just about, tshuva versus Rosh Hashanah in particular, communally and individually, isn't just about, individual chatayim. It has to include them too, obviously, otherwise it's tovah v'sheretz biyado, and it's also an opportunity to, to use those as a catalyst and to neutralize them as an impediment. But, having said that, it's really about, your broader status as an Oved Hashem and your relationship with the Baruch Shalom. So I just want to wish everybody Ksivat Sima Tova, Nishnas Chaim Shalom. We'll continue on, what are we saying? Well, we know the schedule. I'm trying to remember it. Wednesday at 12, Thursday at 11, Sunday regular time, and Monday we'll try to also.
So Wednesday 12 or 1 o'clock?
Not 12. What's that?
12 on Wednesday or 1 o'clock Wednesday?
When is Mincha?
Oh, it's Ovidali. Right. Yeah.
It's Ovidali.
Yeah.
Wish everybody a good job. A good Yom Tov.